Anyone who contacts others for offerings or any benefit has to share that person's karma. And you never know what the followers are doing at home or in their heart, what do they think, or how much bad karma they have in this lifetime or from the last lifetime that continues to flow over. All that you have to remember and bear it. So if you among nuns or priests, you have to truly, every day humbly thank God, thank the Buddhas for helping you, for forgiving you, for supporting you with their power. Otherwise, a human alone cannot digest all that. In Vietnam, there was a story told to me by my teacher nun when she was a refugee in Germany. I worked in one refugee camp in Alak, and there was one family, a Buddhist family of two monks and two nuns. The husband and the son were monks, and the daughter and the mother were nuns, yes, as the mother nun told me. They are the ones who witnessed my vow in front of them. They told me whatever I wished. If the incense never curls, rounds down, or falls down, if the incense doesn't fall, then my wish will come true. My wish was real and sincere. All the incense stood up, all burnt, but none of the ash fell down. That's why after I went to the Himalayas and came back, and I wanted to repay her kindness, because she taught me something about Buddhas, Buddhists, and encouraged my faith more in Buddhism. At that time, I had the Buddhist faith as well as Christian, so I wear a cross in front of my chest. One of the Caritas workers gave it to me, so I wear it. The Buddhist nuns didn't like that I wear the cross. They would like that I wear a Buddha statue instead. They would like to drag me into Buddhism instead of Christianity. I'm telling you, it's difficult in this world to follow one faith, because others would like to drag you into their other faith, because they think Buddhism is better and the other one thinks Christianity is better, etc. They could fight forever, you know, verbally at least. But in my family, my father is Christian, my grandma and mother is Buddhist, so what am I to do? You know, I was born and raised up in both traditions. And my vow at that time in front of my four monastic reverent was that I think my life, I said to the Buddhas in heaven, my life is not too bad as a human. I know human's life is bad, but mine is not too bad. So please, if I have any merit, please transfer it to the worst souls possible, but don't let me know it. And that's how all the incense stood up. And at that time, I did not tell the monks and the nuns, but I think I can tell now. I did. And why not? Just a moment, I asked whether or not it was wrong to tell. No, it's already happening. I'm already very old, and for many decades, I already been doing that. So I never know if I die tomorrow. Working so hard and running a lot, so never mind. Otherwise, you would have it in your mind all the time. What did she say? What did she vow? Why did the incense stand all straight and nothing from their ashes fell down like that? What did she say? And it will make your mind too busy. So that really happened in my life. Since then, you know, it has happened all the time. But it did happen already before without me knowing it. Just like I was already born a Buddha, but I was not allowed to know when I became older. I had to go and get it back again. And after I knew it, I didn't dare to say anything anymore. Because I can see that all the masters tell people that they are masters from God and the Buddha and all that, and they all get very terrible lives, and not many people believe them anyway. Even just to be a normal master, even Supreme Master, I already got beaten everywhere, not to talk about being Maitreya Buddha or Christ, the one and only for this period of time that could help the world, you know? Of course, people would not believe it. If they look at me, they say, what? She's just a small woman. How can she be a Buddha? A woman cannot be Buddha. Huh? What if I am already a Buddha? Yes, I can do many things. I can become a woman or man according to what benefits humans the most, yeah? So even if you don't believe that I'm a Buddha, please don't say anything bad about me. Otherwise, I cannot help you, okay? I'm not trying to threaten you. I swear to God, to the Buddhas, that I told you the truth. Or I will be punished, like I will lose my existence forever. All right, what else do I want to tell you? One moment, I think about it. Oh yes, I forgot that I wanted to talk about the Lotus Sutra, in which Manjushri told a questioner that he went to the ocean kingdom and one of the spirits, a water spirit, a dragon's daughter of the dragon king, mostly the king dragon ruled the water. So a dragon's daughter has attained enlightenment. She is an arhat, worthy of worship. She was only 8 years old. After all the others doubted her, she proved it. But these people, the ones who questioned her and questioned Manjushri, they're also on the higher level already, not as high as Arhat or Buddha, but they're probably on one without return. They'll never have to come back to human life again if they don't want to. They are high already. So when she proved it, they could see her when she manifested herself in other countries, other areas, other realms, and reveal her own identity as a very enlightened being, teaching other beings, teaching sentient beings in far away lands.
Ngài Văn Thù Sư Lợi nói, có con gái của vua rồng Ta Kiệt La mới 8 tuổi mà căn tánh lanh lẹ, có trí huệ, khéo biết các căn tánh hành nghiệp của chúng sanh, được pháp tổng trì, các tạng pháp kín rất sâu của các Phật nói đều có thể thọ trì, sâu vào thiền định, rõ thấu các pháp. Trong khoảnh sát na, phát tâm bồ đề được bậc bất thối chuyển, biện tài vô ngại, thương nhớ chúng sanh như con đỏ, công đức đầy đủ, lòng nghĩ miệng nói pháp nhiệm màu rộng lớn, từ bi nhân đức khiêm nhường, ý chí hòa nhã, nàng ấy có thể đến Bồ Đề. Trí Tích Bồ Tát nói rằng, tôi thấy Đức Thích Ca Như Lai ở trong vô lượng kiếp, làm những hành khổ khó làm, chứa nhiều công đức để cầu đạo Bồ Đề, chưa từng có lúc thôi dứt. Ta xem trong cõi Tam Thiên Đại Thiên, dẫn đến không có chỗ nhỏ bằng hạt cải, mà không phải là chỗ của Bồ Tát bỏ thân mạng, để vì lợi ích chúng sanh, vậy sau mới được thành đạo Bồ Đề. Chẳng tin long nữ đó ở trong khoảng giây lát chứng thành bậc chánh giác. Nói luận chưa xong, lúc đó con gái của Long Vương bỗng hiện ra nơi trước đầu mặt, lễ kính Phật rồi đứng một phía nói kệ khen rằng: thấu rõ tướng tội phước, khắp soi cả mười phương, pháp thân tịnh vi diệu, đủ 32 tướng, dùng 80 món tốt để trang nghiêm pháp thân, trời người đều kính ngưỡng, long thần thảy cung kính, tất cả loài chúng sanh không ai chẳng tôn phụng, lại nghe thành bồ đề, chỉ Phật nên chứng biết, tôi nói pháp đại thừa, độ thoát khổ chúng sanh. Bấy giờ, Ngài Xá Lợi Phất nói với Long Nữ rằng, người nói không bao lâu chứng được đạo vô thượng, việc đó khó tin. Vì sao? Vì thân gái nhơ uế chẳng phải là pháp khí. Thế nào có thể được thành vô thượng chánh giác? Đạo Phật xa rộng, phải trải qua vô lượng kiếp cần khổ chứa nhóm công hạnh, tu đủ các độ, vậy sau mới thành được. Lại thân gái còn có 5 điều chướng. 1. Chẳng được làm Phạm Thiên Vương. 2. Chẳng được làm Đế Thích. 3. Chẳng được làm Ma Vương. 4. Chẳng được làm Chuyển Luân Thánh Vương. 5. Chẳng được làm Phật. Thế nào thân gái được mau thành Phật? Lúc đó, Long Nữ có một hộp châu báu giá trị bằng cõi Tam Thiên Đại Thiên đem dâng Đức Phật. Phật liền nhận lấy. Long Nữ nói với Trí Tích Bồ Tát cùng Tôn giả Xá Lợi Phất rằng, tôi hiến châu báu, Đức Thế Tôn nạp thọ, việc đó có mau chăng? Đáp, rất mau. Long Nữ nói, lấy sức thần của các ông xem tôi thành Phật lại mau hơn việc đó. Đang lúc đó, cả chúng hội đều thấy Long Nữ thoạt nhiên biến thành nam tử. Đủ hạnh Bồ Tát liền qua cõi vô cấu ở phương Nam, ngồi tòa sen báu, thành bậc chánh đẳng chánh giác, đủ 32 tướng, 80 món đẹp, khắp vì tất cả chúng sanh trong 10 phương mà diễn nói pháp màu. Khi ấy, trong cõi Ta Bà, hàng Bồ Tát, Thanh Văn, Trời, Rồng, Bát Bộ, Nhơn cùng Phi Nhơn đều xa thấy Long Nữ kia thành Phật, khắp vì hàng Nhơn, Thiên trong hội đó mà nói pháp. Sanh lòng vui mừng đều xa kính lạy. Vô lượng chúng sanh nghe pháp tỏ ngộ được bậc bất thối chuyển. Vô lượng chúng sanh được lãnh lời thọ ký thành Phật. Cõi vô cấu 6 điều vang động. Cõi Ta Bà 3.000 chúng sanh phát lòng Bồ Đề mà được lãnh lời thọ ký. Trí Tích Bồ Tát và Ngài Xá Lợi Phất, tất cả trong chúng hội yên lặng mà tin nhận đó. Kinh Pháp Hoa, phẩm 12.
So they bowed and they pay respect to her from afar and believe her. Even Manjushri told them they didn't believe it because she's a woman. How can she become enlightened and a heart if she's a woman? Even Manjushri told them they did not believe Manjushri. Can you believe that? Manjushri Bodhisattva was the number one wisdom arhat in Buddha's circle at that time. But some monks and nuns can see the future. They can see me as well. That's why when I came back after the Himalayas, I repay her kindness by transferring this Kuan Yin method to her and the daughter. Only the two of them, and they believe me very much. They still call me master nowadays when I offer something to pay for their temple. Yes. They said thank master and all that. I was not there. I just sent people to offer it. I offer to some temples. I don't want to say how many and where. And when we first met, she also taught me things. At least she gave me one sutra. In Germany, at that time, I didn't know where to get some sutras, so she gave me one. I remember that. Whatever I read, it was before a long time ago in Vietnam, you know. In Germany, you can't find Vietnamese Buddhist sutra, very difficult. And she believed in me very much, still does, and she did tell me what she knew about Buddhism at that time. At that time, I was still running around the planet and didn't go to find enlightenment anywhere yet. But those who say that I took refuge, but she's very humble. She didn't accept me as her follower or disciple because you take refuge in a monk or a nun and then you make an offering to them and all that. She did not accept that. She took me to the other monk who has a temple. She didn't have any temple and she thought she's a woman and she's not fully the bhikkhuni. She didn't take 250 precepts at that time to become a real bhikkhuni, meaning not a full nun, you know? So she took me to fully equip full monks to take refuge in. And it was nothing really. They just maybe take your red envelope with some offering money in it, and they just tell you, okay, And now you are the disciple of Buddha, Sangha, and the Dharma. That's it. And they taught me nothing. The so-called two monks, big monks with temples, they didn't teach me anything at all. Not more than the nun that taught me and gave me a sutra even. And then when I went to learn somewhere else, they blame me for being heretic or whatever. They didn't teach me anything. They should have taught me how not to be heretic then, if I am heretic. But never mind, humans, monks, nuns, they are humans also. They are not saints yet. That's why. Buddhas are different. Buddha was born as human, but he wasn't a human. He said he has been a Buddha since forever already. Just this time he came back after the full circle of work, service in the human world. That's what it is. So this was the last time he went the full circle already from Buddha to become a Buddha again. That's it. But he has been Buddha since forever before. Eons, eons, countless of periods of many earths, many heavens, destroyed, rebuilt. He's been Buddha a long time already. So long you can never count. That's called many, many eons of time. The same with Maitreya Buddha and many other Buddhas. Yes. It is possible for a human to become a Buddha, of course, also.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememasterTV.com/master.